I'm talking now with Kenzie Deardall, a senior at Yellow Medicine East. Hello.
Hi.
Have you been going to Yellow Medicine East your whole school career?
I went to H.A. Haig Elementary School for 2 years and then YME ever since.
When you were a little kid, what did you want to do when you grew up?
When I was little, I wanted to be a teacher.
And how about now? What are your current plans for after high school?
I'm planning on attending Brookings and majoring in pharmacy.
Pharmacy. How did you get interested in pharmacy?
Well, I always wanted to go into the medical career, and it just seemed like a better option for me because I didn't want to be in with all the surgeries and stuff like that.
So pharmacy is more in a room where you don't have to deal with icky things, if you want to put it that way?
Right, yeah.
So how did you get interested in pharmacy specifically of all the other possible things you could have done in the medical field? Do you have any, let's put it this way, do you have any real-life experience in dealing with that? Because the reason I ask is that I had a cousin who had no interest at all in pharmacy until she discovered she was diabetic. And all of a sudden that made it real, and she ended up becoming a pharmacist. That's what she is right now. So I was just wondering, are there anything that sort of jump-started you in that direction?
Well, I did a job interview there, and I thought it was really awesome, and I thought it was something I'd really like to do.
Have you had a chance to do any sort of job shadowing?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I did a job shadow there.
Okay. What sort of classes come easiest to you, and which ones do you have to struggle a bit more in?
I really enjoy math and science. And the class I probably struggle with the most is English and writing, but I'm getting better at it.
What sort of school activities are you doing, like extracurriculars?
This year I've did volleyball and basketball and MHS.
So those are team activities. Do you like working as part of a team?
Yes, I love working with others and like helping people and helping people to achieve their goals.
So the work you're doing, the experience you're getting working as a team member, how is that going to come in handy when you're working as a pharmacist?
It'll help me because, like, pharmacies always work as a team and they interact with one another to get, like, the best drug for the patient, and I think that will be helpful.
So you're working with physicians, you're working with nurses.
Yep, working with the whole hospital staff.
And then how is the patient part of the team, too?
Well, they're helping us to, like, learn more and to get better at what we're doing. And
Let's jump ahead. Let's say it's 10 years from now, and you're at your high school reunion, and you're seeing classmates you haven't seen in years, and the memories just jump out at you. What do you think are going to be some of your strongest memories from your school years?
I think some of my strongest memories will be participating in sports and participating in homecoming and all that stuff. I think that was the most memorable part of high school.
Have you done any class trips or field trips?
When we were in elementary, we did a lot of trips, but I haven't been on any recently.
Okay. So you've been going to the smaller school for most of your school career. Say you're talking with a student from a bigger school, like in the Twin Cities, where they have 800 in their graduating class. What do you think might be some of the advantages or disadvantages of going to a smaller school like Yellow Medicine East?
I think the advantages are that you know everyone in your grade, and you get to know everyone personally, while in the cities you probably don't know most of the people in your grade. And some of the disadvantages probably are is that there's not as many options, but there still are quite a few for classes.
Do you think that going to a smaller school is an advantage or a disadvantage?
I think it's probably more of an advantage than a disadvantage.
Okay, very good. I've been talking with Kenzie Deardall, a senior at Yellow Medicine East School. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.